Well, major new fishing restrictions are to be put in place to rejuvenate the Hauraki Gulf. The government has just announced that 18 marine reserves will be in place within 3 years, and there'll be restrictions on bottom trawling. The Hauraki Gulf covers 1.2 million hectares of ocean from Mangawhai north of Auckland to Waihi on the Coromandel Peninsula. Joining us now from the Tamaki Yacht Club in Orake, where Oceans and Fisheries Minister David Parker is about to make the announcement, is RNZ reporter Jordan Bond. Kia ora, Jordan. Tell us, what is in the report?
Yeah, kia ora, Susie. Well, there's a lot to this plan. It's been a long time in the making. But the headline changes are that the government will establish 18 new protection areas in the Hauraki Gulf, tripling the amount of the Gulf under protection to 18%, nearly a fifth of the Gulf. Secondly, the government will largely remove trawl fishing, apart from what they say are carefully selected corridors. There will also be a specific fisheries plan that will be developed over the next 12 months that will address 50 objectives that the government has, but it's still to be developed. This is all, in the government's words, to restore the Hauraki Gulf to health. It says it has been badly degraded from human activities, but is one of the country's most valued and intensively used coastal spaces. They want to protect fish stocks, the actual marine environment, biosecurity, and properly affect kaitiakitanga, or guardianship of the Gulf. So this is a significant plan. Work for some measures will start straight away. Others still need work and in some cases legislation to be passed before they can start.
The government has been drawing on input from local communities, from the industry, also from mana whenua for this strategy. Has there been any reaction as yet? I know there's a lot of people gathered for the announcement today, including Forest and Bird and that kind of those kind of groups. Anything as yet, or what kind of thing are we expecting by way of reaction?
Yeah, so Minister David Parker is just about to speak now, and there are a number of people here. There were 14 groups involved in the development of the advice that went to the government, including government agencies, including mana whenua, including the fishing sector, including environmental groups. So it was a real broad church of input. That report was delivered back to the government at the end of 2016, so before this government even came into power. And then in 2018, the former Fisheries Minister, Stuart Nash, said they will act on this report. They were developing what they wanted. So this has been 8 years in the making. The now current Fisheries Minister, David Parker, says this plan is about taking the long view, recognising that they need to take proper action in the Hauraki Gulf to, and I quote, ensure that the Gulf and its economic, environmental and cultural and social benefits can continue to be enjoyed.
Thank you very much. That is RNZ reporter Jordan Bond there at the announcement, where Oceans and Fisheries Minister David Parker is about to speak.